You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Monday, November the
11th.
And happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there. And y'all, Veterans Day is different from Memorial Day, and a lot of people get it confused. Veterans Day is the day to celebrate everybody who's ever served, right? Whereas Memorial Day is in memory for all those who served and died for your country. So I'm a veteran, but happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there, and we love you.
Well, thank you to my veteran all of the other veterans.
Yep, and I appreciate it. And where would this country be without them, right?
I don't want to think about it.
It would be something to see. And so we're back to our regular schedule.
Yay.
Right? Thank God that everything got fixed. And so this week you'll get all the episodes dropped in the order that they're going to be dropping every week from now on. Y'all don't forget to listen to Justice for Haley. And that's on Fridays. Patreon and convicts, subscribers, y'all will get every episode early. And we'll be putting up a lot more material, especially from Haley's case this week, and videos and audios and stuff like that. But let's get down to some true crime time for Monday.
Yes. And keeping with the veterans theme, we had a really good, it's not a good article, but it's a feel, you know, it's an ending to something. So a 39-year-old cold case.
I love a good cold case getting solved.
Has been solved. So a Navy veteran's murder has been solved nearly four decades later.
Cool.
In Maryville, Tennessee.
Oh, I know exactly where that is.
This came out on November 6th. So Billy Wayne Heron died on January 4th, 1985 at 28 years old. Mm. He was at the Shady Acres Trailer Park in Maryville, Tennessee. And on Monday, November 4th of this year, Roger Udy, now 62, who is currently serving a life sentence for a 1987 unrelated murder.
Imagine that.
Was charged with first degree murder for killing Billy Wayne Heron.
Yeah.
So Udy, who was 22 at the time of the murder, was acquaintances with Heron. And Heron was fatally stabbed around 70 times and found dead with blunt force trauma to his head at the trailer park in Tennessee. Before his death, Heron served in the U.S. Navy until he suffered a career-ending injury that prohibited him from working again.
Right.
Was honorably discharged,
yes,
I guess.
Disabled veteran, yeah.
So he was the 11th of 15 in his family.
Wow.
And you have a big family.
Yeah, that's almost double the size of mine.
Heron's siblings had continued seeking answers.
Good for them.
Yes. And they never gave up. And it reminded me of course, Ms.
Mary Pesha's case.
Well, all of them, right? Barbara and Stephanie.
Yeah.
But two of his sisters kept remaining in contact with the police department and just keeping it going. Yes,
a lot of years.
Yeah. The Heron family, I just want them to know that we are very pleased to bring some resolve and closure in regard to their brother, Crisp said, which is part of the police department in Maryville. He said, I know that's weighted heavily on their hearts and minds because they've shared that with me. Blount County District Attorney General Ryan Desmond and said Udi's arrest came after a 2023 local news story. That's why it's so important to keep it in the news.
Keep it in the news, keep sharing and keep sharing.
Right. About Heron's unsolved homicide led to the development of evidence that otherwise would not have. Authorities then authorized investigative technologies and techniques and discovered new evidence over the past several months. Additionally, there is no statute of limitations on first-degree murder, so they could pursue the investigation. Crisp confirmed that Udi was a person of interest during the initial investigation, and his name was brought forth at the time, and then, of course, came up again.
Yeah. Well, what they did is went up, and, you know, they went back and looked at everything, and what evidence we still have after all these years, and I'm assuming you're going to tell us they must have had some DNA evidence.
They had something, but the evidence at the time couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
DNA didn't exist at that time.
Right. So on November 4th, Udi was indicted by the Blount County grand jury, and the next day he was booked. And he is set to make his first initial court appearance on November 8th. Yeah, so
he's dead in life anyway. That's just another day in the jail cell for him. Hell, that's probably like a vacation. He gets to get out of state prison and go to the local courthouse and stay in the local jail, and it's like a big staycation for him.
So all of this time, they have thought that the two homicides, the one that he is sentenced for right now and the other one, the Heron one, was not connected. But now they are showing that it is.
Yeah.
So we're still pending more, you know,
Investigation.
Yeah. But the thing is that Udi was going to be up for parole in 2035, you know, is only 11 years away, you know. So thank goodness he won't get out.
Yeah. And that's again, and without giving it away, that's why everybody's got to listen to Justice for Haley.
Right.
Right. We got to stop that shit. And the good for them, and sorry for that veteran. It was brutally, all murders are brutal, but 70 times and your head caved in.
Yeah.
Bad shit.
Yeah.
And
he was already suffering because he was discharged for, you know, injury. Yeah, so
we know a lot of disabled veterans.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, I don't think people think about that. When we talk about it on Veterans Day, you know, all the different branches of the military and all the people that are serving, people get hurt.
Yeah.
Whether not just in war. You could be a warehouse clerk and a box following your head and break your spine or something. I mean, it happens. And so, you know, you go to serve your country and you get disabled for life, and this idiot kills you for whatever reason he did it. But I'm glad. I love to hear justice come. And, you know, well, normally the people that are getting the justice have been walking around free for all these years.
But
in this case, at least this guy was, you know, in
already
prison,
put away. So
that is a good Veterans Day story, Mama. And thank God for DNA and all the technology they have nowadays. It solves so many cases. We talk about them every week. And y'all, I'm going to take you out to Texas. And this is not an easy story to hear. So there was a girl named Hannah Yonko who was found dead outside a hotel in Galveston, Texas. And if you don't know where that is, y'all, it's way down south on the coast in Texas on the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who got arrested?
Her husband.
No, I said it was a girl. Well, I guess I could have corrected it. But it was her mama got arrested.
Oh.
Channel Yonko. All right. So the Texas woman is under arrest after police say she dropped her 17-month-old daughter from the balcony of a hotel and killed her. And Hannah, the victim, y'all, the little girl, Hannah Yonko, was found lying in a pool of blood on the pavement by the police in Galveston, Texas. And this is all in the arrest affidavit. Authorities arrested 30-year-old Chanel Yonko of Houston in connection with the killing and charged her with capital murder. So not an accident, y'all. Authorities initially received reports of an abandoned, unresponsive child bleeding on pavement on Wednesday morning, according to the affidavit. Now, the child, identified as Hannah, was taken to the hospital where she's pronounced dead. Look at that little sweet baby.
Oh, sweet little baby.
Doctors at the hospital told police Hannah had 3 puncture wounds. This is in the arrest warrant.
Oh.
During their investigation, the detectives got the security footage from the hotel, and it showed Hannah falling from the 3rd floor and landing in the grass and then rolling onto the concrete sidewalk. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
And police say that her mama intentionally dropped her. Now, nearby, inside the trash bin in the hotel's garage, mm-hmm. police found a bag with Chanel, hotel room key, and a skinny knife.
Oh.
Toys and children's snacks, among other items. She just liked getting rid of all her kids' shit. So, Mercedes Yonko, Chanel's sister, told police the 3 were booked into a room at the Beachfront Palms Hotel. And she said that on that Wednesday morning, they were getting ready to check out of the hotel when she left to see her fiance at another hotel. And at one point, she saw Chanel or Chanel at the hotel with a stroller, which Mercedes thought was carrying Hannah. And when Mercedes decided to go back to the hotel, Chanel told her several times not to come back. It's all in the arrest warrant. Now, Chanel is being held without bond in Galveston County, and she declined to talk to the cops and asked for a lawyer, right? So, anyway.
I wonder how old Mercedes is.
I don't know. They don't say.
Yeah.
But it's just another horrible case. I mean, how do you think you're going to explain that? Your baby, are you going to say your baby was kidnapped? You don't have any of her toys, her snacks, and a knife that you stabbed her with before you dropped her off the hotel.
Did she think possibly they thought that maybe the little girl just climbed over and jumped herself
I'm sure the 17-month-old didn't stab herself to death.
No, but she might not have thought about an autopsy seeing the stab wounds. I mean, I'm just saying, she's not smart.
Fuck her.
No, I'm not making.
How about we say fuck her?
Yeah.
Chanel, however you say her name, fuck her. She killed her baby and thank goodness this capital murder in Texas has the death penalty. Right? So, fuck her. And I turn it over to you.
Well, and she'll be on death row with our friend Darlie.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen, but if she goes to death row, yes, she'll be on death row with Darlie Routier.
All right. Well, just a quick little snippet. There has been 3 arrests in Liam Payne's fall from the balcony.
Everybody in the world doesn't know who that is, so you got to tell them who it is.
So Liam Payne is the One Directioner that recently...
One Directioner being a boy band for all you people like me who wouldn't know, unless you had teenage daughters that were growing up when they were doing their shit.
So I was basically just trying to speed through this story and not, spend a lot of time.
If you're going to tell the story. Don't speed through it.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
You're going to tell it for a reason.
Okay. So 3 people have been arrested and charged in Argentina in connection with Liam Payne's October 16th death. The suspects are charged with abandonment of a person followed by death, as well as supply and facilitation of narcotics. And this coincides with what Sophie was telling me. They have video footage of people were posting things on Instagram, on TikToks of Liam, like in the hotel lobby, like actually, like it wasn't hidden, like drugs being delivered to him. These people coming to his room and doing the pink cocaine and
the rock star shit.
Yeah. And he had this one person that had been just like stuck to him when he, you know, arrived in Argentina, obviously was his supplier. So the One Direction star died after falling from the third floor hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. According to the release, Payne was not fully conscious and was experiencing
Buenos Aires.
Worldwide crime.
Go ahead.
All right.
Worldwide crime.
He was not fully conscious or experiencing a state of noticeable decrease or loss of consciousness at the time of the fall. After Payne fell from the balcony and died, illicit conduct was discovered from which three people were charged with the crimes. So authorities conducted 9 raids this week.
Illicit contact, I would assume, being the people doing dope with him. Mm-hmm.
And so they did 9 raids this week, and one of the suspect is the person who accompanied Payne on a daily basis during his stay in the city of Buenos Aires. So a second suspect is a hotel employee accused of supplying Payne with the cocaine, and a third is an alleged drug supplier. So prosecutors have attempted to reconstruct the days that Payne was staying at Casa Sur Hotel from between October 13th and 16th. And they said that self-harm of any kind or physical intervention by third parties have been ruled out. So
somebody killed him.
Well,
if self-harm of any kind, that means he got murdered.
And physical intervention by third parties has been ruled out. So both of those have been ruled out.
What do you call a second party?
I don't think is it. What's the second party? I was thinking that they were saying that they were thinking it wasn't intentional. By
spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU's Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser-cut wooden replica features up to 4 layers of detail, creating a bird's-eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan wax infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh-cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus. Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selection you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Anyone's means he just fell off the balcony.
Okay.
That was my interpretation of this.
Right.
No?
I don't know.
So the November 7th release from authorities in Argentina states that in the moments before his death and in the period of at least the last 72 hours, Payne had traces of polydrug use of alcohol, cocaine, and prescription antidepressant in his body. Mm. And this is a developing story.
Well, I guess they're going to charge the people who gave him the dope if no one shoved him off. But he can't say it's self-harm. I mean, if he jumped off the fucking balcony, that's self-harm.
They're saying that it did. He was.
What I'm saying. I'm telling you, it's murder. If he didn't self harm himself, then he died at the hands of another.
Okay. Well, we have a friend whose son died off of falling off of a balcony, and no one pushed him. Is what they're kind of like saying happened. He fell off of the balcony.
And again, that's why I'm saying they're going to charge the drug dealers because they're saying probably saying he wouldn't have failed had he not been so fucked up.
Okay. Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, I see that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't guess there's any rhyme or reason when we do segments, right? So let's do a.
He ran like a little bitch.
He ran like a little bitch. So. A lady named Ellie Claire Young, who's 22, of Tennessee, pulled into she was going to go do a cancer charity walk.
Okay.
Right? She pulls into a parking lot and getting out of her car, and guess what happened? Her ex-boyfriend shows up and shoots and kills her.
Oh, gosh.
That's what the police are saying. So she was a Tennessee medical student attending a cancer charity walk when her boyfriend... Her ex-boyfriend shot and killed her. Cops respond, and guess what happened? He
ran like a little bitch.
And he hauls ass, and he leads police on an 80-mile-an-hour high-speed chase that ended with him crashing his car. And this happened, y'all, back on Saturday, October 19th. Deputies rushed to the parking lot of the Shelby Farms Visitor Center in Memphis about a report of the fatal shooting. It's according to the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. The young woman identified as Ellie Claire Young, 22, who was there for the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, was found laying on the ground near her Jeep Wrangler, suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. And paramedics pronounced Young dead at 12:36 p.m. Though she's a pretty girl and a medical student. Think of all the lies she could have said.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and proudly wearing her white scrubs, right?
Right.
So they pronounced her dead, and witnesses said that Young was parked in the parking space in the lot when a white Honda CRV with a temporary Kentucky license plate pulled up behind her. And the man driving the CRV is identified as Jackson Hopper, who is 26, of Tiptonville. He fired two shots into the back of Young's Jeep. It's all in the police affidavit. And when Young got out of the Jeep, Hopper fired at least one more shot into the victim as she lay on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
He stood over and executed her. That's your lover.
Yeah.
Yeah, stood over and executed her. And the shooting took place while the cancer walk was still going on. Now, Young had recently broken up with Hopper. And this, when the family shows up on the scene, they're like, she just broke up with her boyfriend, Hopper, right? And the she was a medical student at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center who was studying to become a doctor.
Wow.
Fucking crazy. So the license plate reader cameras monitoring the entrance to the park, and they're everywhere now, y'all, showed Young's Jeep entering the park at 12:11 p.m. with Hopper's SUV following just a few seconds behind hers. And the detectives recovered 5 9-millimeter shell casings, that's spent bullets, y'all, and 3 live 9-millimeter rounds at the scene, which probably means this piece of shit gun hung up and he had to clear it. Hopper was arrested and charged with first-degree murder, and he pleaded not guilty. He's being held without bond. But video footage of Hopper's CRV after it flipped when he
ran like a little bitch
shows officers repeatedly asking Hopper to show his hand. So he leaves on a high-speed chase, flips his shit, runs like a little bitch, and he's still awake, and they're telling him to show his hand. Now, police say he tried to fight with him when he was caught. The Tipton police also said he tried to run over the Tipton County Constable and a Dyer, D-Y-E-R, County Sergeant. And the video shows police punching Hopper when he comes out of the vehicle. Yep. And they said this was a very volatile situation with an armed suspect. And that's according to Tipton County Sheriff Shannon Beasley. Each of these law enforcement officers and hundreds of civilians' lives were at risk while in pursuit of justice of this fleeing murder suspect, right? So Lauderdale County Sheriff Brian Kelly wrote on a post on his department's Facebook page on Tuesday that an internal affairs investigation into any allegations of officers' misconduct has been launched. And the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office never condones personal misconduct, but understands that all sources of information must be evaluated before conclusions can be drawn. And he asked that the public wait for a review of facts before drawing conclusions. Basically, people are going to bitch that loyal. Let me show you his fucking photo. This is his booking video.
Well, he looks better than he should, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been from the wreck, but his face is all fucked up. But you just killed your ex, and you could have killed anybody in that pursuit, and then you want to fight the police? Well, let me know how that worked out for you, douchebag.
Do you think the temporary tags is what led them to do the high-speed chase? Like, because you've always said, well, not like you've always said, but high-speed chases are like dire, like, could they have found him at another time? Could they have? Or well,
thank God they got. They
no,
got
no, no. Right I'm just away. Asking.
When they got on the scene, the witnesses said it was a white Honda CRV and it had temporary tags. And then they put that out as a bolo.
Right.
And some cop saw it somewhere, evidently several counties away. And when they get behind him, he runs like a little bitch. Right. And he's got a shit ton of charges, including a possession of a firearm during the commission of a dangerous felony evading, that's because he ran like a little bitch, ag assault without injury, that'd be for the cops, reckless driving and speeding 21 plus mile powers. And it's just another sad story. And I don't know. I mean, takes all kinds to make the world go around, and he definitely
ran like a little bitch.
So I'll let you take the next story.
Well, it goes back to you saying yesterday, well, on Friday's episode, that people have no value or respect for life anymore.
They don't.
It's just like
they don't. I wish they. And I said this before. I think everybody that commits a murder should have to sit through a day of autopsies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe they should. Like they used to take us to Angola when we were kids on field trips. Maybe they should make every kid see what that real effect of murder is.
Yeah,
because nothing fucking nastier than an autopsy. Right?
Yeah,
and maybe it stops somebody from doing it, but I don't know how you get away with that.
I don't know, but I think it's
you don't ever want me to be president. I'd fuck some shit up.
I just think we have a crisis of people just, you've said before that you don't think that there's more crime now.
Yeah. And I got to kind of rephrase that.
Now. Yeah.
And I do say that there's no more, not necessarily crime, but are like no more serial killers than there were way back when and shit like that, because now it just gets reported instantly. We have DNA to solve like the veterans cold case, stuff like that.
Right.
But certainly we have these mass school shootings and these shootings in Vegas and whatever. That's, you know, in the last 30 years for sure. But I definitely believe the respect for life has gone down.
Yeah.
And the people, instead of fighting, fist fighting, they shoot.
Yeah.
And they don't care. They don't know. It's just no respect. If you had any respect or sense in your fucking brain, you would think about it before you pull the trigger.
Right.
But the people don't.
No, they have no value of it. And so I'm going to tell you a horrible story out of Iowa.
All right.
About a father.
All right.
An Ohio man is facing a murder charge after telling police that he plotted for several days before he strangled his young son last month.
Right. So he had to think, he plotted. He's not thinking, should I do it or shouldn't I do it? He's like, fuck it, I'm doing it. I'm a plot.
Plotted
to do it. Yeah.
So Jack.
I hope y'all have the death penalty hour.
Jack Matthew Schlier, 5, died on October 29th.
5 years old.
According to his obituary. And I went and I found his obituary because his young life, I feel like it needs to be read. So Jack Matthew Schlier.
This is the obituary.
This is it. 5 of Marion, Ohio, passed away on Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. Visitation will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, November 6, 2024, at Murdoch Funeral Home and Cremation Service in Marion. Funeral Mass will begin at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, November 7, 2024, at St. Joseph Catholic Church. They give the address. Private family graveside committal will be held. Jack was born on September 9, 2019, to Victoria and Matthew Schlier. Jack loved to play with his family and friends, listen to stories, swing, build forts, draw, sing, dance, collect acorns, make people laugh, and give big hugs. His joyful, creative, curious, and kind spirit shone in everything he did. Jack is survived by his loving family and incredibly supportive community. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family. They have also set up a GoFundMe account established, you know, and then they give the thing. And then join us in supporting our family's mission to promote mental health awareness and advocacy. Together, we can make a meaningful difference in the lives of the people we love and our community. Okay. So that's his obituary.
That's touching, but tell us about what happened.
So his 45-year-old father, Matthew, was arrested on a first-degree murder charge. Marion police responded to reports of an unresponsive child in the Marion, Ohio home around 6 a.m. on October 29th. Jack's mother alleged to paramedics, well, I guess she didn't allege, Jack's mother told paramedics that the victim had been strangled by his father. The child died after being transported to the hospital. He sustained bruises on his neck that were consistent with signs of strangulation. During an interview with police, Matthew confessed to killing Jack and disclosed disturbing details about his planning. He said he thought of using a knife on the child. Police later found knives in the home that they now consider evidence to substantiate the fact of the killing being premeditated. Matthew said he had been contemplating for a week how to kill the child. And on the night of the killing, he stayed up most of the night thinking about how to kill him.
Himself.
It wasn't clear if the child was asleep during the killing, and the motive has not been shared with the police, and Matthew is being held on a $1 million cash bond.
Yeah, well, fuck him. And 5 years old, and the person that's supposed to protect you, the person that brought you into this world, and that's what you get, right? I don't know. And our prayers go out to, you know, Matthew and it's Matthew, right? The kid?
But Jack.
Jack, the child. Fuck Matthew, the dad. Right? Got nothing for him. So, I don't know. So, let's just do... I got the two for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. It's planes, trains, and automobile, but it's also
worldwide crime.
Okay, y'all. Let me tell you a crazy ass story. So there's, you know, sailors, they be out on the sea all the time. Mm-hmm. They'll get to drinking shit.
Well, yeah.
They come into port and like to find them a good bar and a whorehouse and whatever they sailors do. Not all sailors, naturally, but this guy was a drunken sailor, and he called $36,000 in euros in damage and smashed dozens of windows in a booze-fueled rampage. Oh. Right?
Okay.
This is according to a court document. So he's from Finland. He's a Finnish sailor. His name is Jaska Ruti, and he's 26 years old. So he pulls into port on, he was on aboard a commercial ship,
mm-hmm.
and they docked at the Portland port in Dorset, not Portland, Oregon. Portland port in Dorset. And he gets off the ship and he's got it on his mind. He finds him a local pub. And he went there, and it actually says, quotations, he became incredibly drunk. And then he goes back to his ship. Mm-hmm. I guess he got fucked up and wanted to go to sleep, right?
Okay.
On getting back to his ship, Ruti passed what he thought was a derelict, or on returning to his ship, on his way back to his ship.
Mm-hmm.
He passed this, what he thought was a derelict building. And but it turned out to be an actual warehouse that was used by a small drainage company. Well, Rudy's in there instead of just taking the piss or whatever he thought he was going to do to the derelict building, he smashes every pane of glass in the warehouse,
oh.
which caused another $9,000 in euros in damage.
Oh.
And a further $27,000 in euros in damage was caused when the shattered glass covered the products stored in the warehouse, including pipe and drain liner that was rendered unusable because it was no longer airtight.
Yeah.
They fucked it all up. The products had to be scrapped, and the drainage firm, this is the name of the blogs, BOLGGS Limited, said it would take several years to recover from the loss.
Wow.
Right, the Messiah
insurance. Yeah, it's like the cheese people.
So a lady named Patricia Sheehan, who's defending, said he came off the ship and got incredibly drunk. He has very little recollection of it, but he accepted that he did do the damage. The building looked derelict and not in active use. It was not pre-planned whatsoever. This is a young man who's never done anything like this before. He is deeply ashamed and couldn't be more ashamed of what he did.
Oh, my gosh.
What the fuck? Anyway, so... fucking dumbass. So, Ruti pleads guilty to the charge of criminal damage in Weymouth Magistrate Court, and he's ordered to pay the blog's company $10,800 in compensation. And he lives in, like, I think I told you this, Turku, Finland, and is training to be a captain in the Finnish Navy.
I don't think so anymore.
And he's got to pay compensation at the rate of 500 euros a month.
They should make him work at that company for free to build. You know what I mean? Like,
but I seriously doubt that he's going to get to be a captain now.
I do too.
But there you go. And there is a double of
worldwide crime.
Worldwide crime, crime trains and all the bills in this case of ship. I'm trying to figure.
We need to have a ship now.
Oh, it's a ship.
He
was a sailor on a ship. You know, it's transportation shit.
No.
We could have named the segment transportation.
Well, Planes, Trains, Automobiles seems to work.
If we used to reference Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, will include
ships,
boats, ships, anything with a fucking engine. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Changing my wardrobe from summer to fall, it's never easy. Luckily, Quince offers timeless and high-quality items I adore, ensuring my wardrobe stays fresh and I don't blow my budget. And there's nothing easier than going to Quince and choosing these high-quality items, like cashmere sweaters from $50, pants for every occasion, washable silk tops, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I love that. I got the stainless steel Link Apple Watch band for $59.90. It's heavy duty. It's awesome. And it's like $100 less than I could find anywhere else. And I also got 100% organic cotton fisherman quarter zip up sweater. The color is alabaster. Man, I can't wait to wear that this fall. And Cindy got the Mongolian cashmere boat neck sweater in heather gray. And I'm telling you, these are classic pieces at a fraction of the price. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high-quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/RLRC. You'll thank me later. Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked, and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had.
right, you go.
Okay. So I know you love you some Wisconsin.
Oh, I do.
But I know one thing you don't like.
What?
Pot.
Not really.
No. So,
I mean, it's legal in a lot of states. So I get it
personally. I
get it, especially on the medical side, which I was instrumental on some stuff. I'm not going to talk about on air on that, but I don't know. I certainly don't like to get high and be around anybody or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I know a shit ton of people that do it. And I'm an ex-cop and all that, and teach his own.
But you know the medical benefits of it, you support that, obviously, because of our past, we're not going to talk about it on air. But, and I know you love, I just said this, right? Wisconsin.
Yes.
Well, go to a pizza place in Wisconsin, and you might get some THC in your pizza crust.
So that's the active component in cannabis.
Yes. So, Wisconsin public health officials are urging customers who bought pizza from a local restaurant this week to throw it out. Now, most of the time when you buy a pizza,
you're trying to bring a fucking pizza home and store it for a weekend and eat it, unless they were frozen or something.
Right. After the pizzas were found to have been contaminated with THC. So according to a press release from Staunton Police Department near Madison,
oh, shit, that's right down the street from Shane and Trace and where we go.
A number of people reported that they became ill or felt high after they ate pizza.
That's from a double bonus for them.
Famous Yeti's Pizza.
Yeti's?
Famous Yeti's. Like a Yeti. Y-E-T-I.
Okay.
Based upon statements from the owner of Famous Yeti's Pizza, they share a kitchen with Turtle Crossing Cannabis, a company that bakes Delta 8 and Delta 9 THC into their products. So that's a big deal.
But the weed's not even legal in Wisconsin.
Apparently THC is.
Yeah, well, I guess so. That's that maybe like the oils and shit. Like
That's what they do. And that's a big deal. But we watched a show many years ago.
We used to sponsor it. We used to have a sponsor for it.
That's true, too. For the medical benefits. Feels. So, but I'm saying baking it into food and using it like in your food items. Chefs do that these days and it's become a big deal.
Evidently, that has nothing to do with the story. That's just you saying that because.
No, I'm just sharing the knowledge. So this pizza place.
Don't get me confused because the pizza place is not trying out weed pizza.
No, this pizza place shares a kitchen with Turtle Crossing Cannabis. Okay. So, a company that bakes Delta 8 and Delta 9 THC infused items, and an employee of Famous Yeti's Pizza inadvertently used THC infused oil while making pizza dough used to make the pizza. So, he put the oil. Okay. So, after the initial investigation, police reported that all of the contaminated pizzas had been purchased.
Oh, shit.
Tuesday, October 22nd.
Lawyers are lining up.
And Thursday, October 24th. And the Public Health of Madison and Dane County released its own statement on Friday advising people who had purchased the pizza to throw it out.
Well, you know what? That pops into my head. Somebody in Madison got a drug test that week, and all they got to say is, I ate some pizza.
That's true. Yeah. We want to make sure anyone who has this pizza on hand throws it away so they don't get sick, says Bonnie Armstrong.
Pretty sure it's too late.
If you ate the pizza and are experiencing THC-related symptoms, please contact your local health provider or call 911.
I don't want to fucking eat pizza from a place that shares a kitchen.
Well, I know.
That's like these little things you see is like 3-in-1 with KFC and Taco Bell and whatever the fuck. I'm making those up, but there's three national chains.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure some shit's getting fucked up in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not, it's like you're paying them the best money and whatever.
Yeah. Right.
But I get it.
So Public Health, Madison and Dane County detailed in its release that those who ingested the pizza may experience dizziness, increased blood pressure, increased heart rate, nausea, vomiting, anxiety, panic attacks, paranoia, hallucinations.
High as fuck.
Short-term memory loss.
What kind of fucking weed they smoking?
Time distortion and sleepiness.
Yeah, well, it must be indica in the couch. That's how they call it. It's indica, is in the couch. That's the downer weed they have now. And the, whatever the other one is. It's the upper, yeah.
Famous Jetty's pizza owner, Kale Ryan, issued a statement.
Who's going to be the most sued person in Madison.
About the incident on Facebook, writing that the business made a horrendous mistake and in doing so compromised the trust and love that we have spent 12 and a half years building.
And you just ruined your shit.
And he put, we put people and families. This is what, as I was reading this, this is what caught me.
Imagine feeding that to your fucking 2-year-old.
That's exactly what.
He's high as fucking lethargic and he, trying to eat all the Cheerios.
How dangerous is that?
Yeah.
So we put people and families at risk.
Kill anybody. That's a misnomer. But.
And frightened and confused children and parents. These poor kids. Because we have been communicating with some folks who have been affected, and please know you have our sympathy and our support. This is incredibly serious to us.
What if their insurance company is going to cover that? Probably not.
I don't know. And we can't imagine anything worse than betraying that faith.
Well, fuck it. I feel betrayed for the motherfuckers because they share a kitchen with a weed company.
Right? That should just
They should have their own building.
They literally should. Like, maybe people that
like
practice,
at nighttime, the people come in and make the weed shit.
Like, kosher stuff has to have a separate kitchen.
Well, I know they have commercial kitchens that you can rent, and then in like 12 hours, one company uses it, 12 hours, another. Mm-hmm. But you're not shoving out, well, I guess there's someone, but you're not, you know, saying you're a family friendly business, whatever. I'm not throwing a show to Yetis. I don't know. I'm sure it was an honest mistake.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that person is unemployed. But I'm pretty fucking sure they need to come up with some kind of policy procedure where it doesn't happen again.
With the cannabis oil, the THC oil that I have seen is like in a little bottle with droppers. You know, it's not in a huge bottle. I'm assuming like he's using this.
They got to put it in big bottles before they put it in small bottles.
I know, but how is it not properly labeled and all of your stuff put away for the next company to come in?
That will all be answered by all the people that are going to be suing the shit out of them.
Yeah. And
I mean,
that person.
That's like. Even motherfuckers that hadn't ate right pizza in their life and mess and be like, fuck that, I'm gonna get me a check.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Crazy. But hey, that's right down the road from where we like to go.
So when we go, I wanna go to Yeti's.
No, fuck no, fuck no, not going to Yeti's. I will take you to a place that they took me last time because you know how I like my Bloody Marys with all the shit in it.
Uh-huh.
And they have like Bloody Marys of the month, I think. This one, you get like half a turkey and sausage, stupid shit.
And they put cheese curds in the bottom of
everything. They have different, the different monster ones of the month.
So if y'all watch us on TikTok and for anyone that goes any place with us or whatever, if Woody gets a Bloody Mary, anything that's on his plate, it doesn't matter what it is. It's going in that Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Put oysters in it. Yeah. Put whatever. Yeah.
You put everything in it.
That's true. I've even fried bull peanuts that are left over at headquarters.
Soaks.
Real Life Real Crime headquarters, which is also a bar. I'll put anything in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love me a good little Bloody Mary. You know, I used to not drink them.
Me too.
I don't eat. It's not like we drink. Like the place we go in Biloxi, you get a half a chicken, pieces of sausage, well, you know, whatever, all this kind of.
Yeah, it's
shit.
Not olives and celery.
Yeah, yeah. And then you go, you know, I used to travel, you know, that. I worked all over the country and I'd go everywhere and I had to try Bloody Mary and wings, right?
And where's the best?
Well, the best, it's creeping up, but absolutely hands down the best Bloody Mary, probably because I was so hungover, was at Pawn Stars, Rick.
Yes.
A little barbecue hole in the wall place in the store, and that place up top.
After but, you anyway, had I like to get spicy two infusions Bloody Marys. To
but
be
no,
able
what
to
I was
going to
say is you walk in and you're like, your motherfuckers just don't know, right? Like I'm north, wherever. And like, you see, you got a spicy Bloody Mary. What do you use, for your mixture or whatever, what do you put in? Oh, we put all the garnishments in it and you get one fucking olive. And
literally.
And I'm like, you know.
At the polygraph.
But I've been to places too, like Sharky's and Kenner, and you get a whole fried soft shell crab and a dozen shrimp. And, you know, it's a big ass thing. It's a meal in a glass.
Yes.
Place. And the Bloody Mary's just take the edge off.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how we got on that because it's not true crime related, other than the people who serve you. They're badass Bloody Marys and they suck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, happy Veterans Day to everybody. We love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Hey, thank you for the positive response for True Crime Time 4. Right? It's just you and I chilling and telling the stories and being husband and wife.
Yeah.
And I think it's been a real hit and I'm glad y'all like it. Thank you for the shout out you've been giving us and share it. Yeah. It's coming 4 days a week.
And we're adding new segments.
Yeah.
And those will kind of be a surprise.
Yeah. And we have some more sounds, better sound stuff. This is just stuff sent through it together in the beginning. So y'all have a little bit of whatever. Right?
Yeah. A little.
But anyway, stick with us and Justice for Haley. Tune in. Real Life, Real Crime Original, The State versus Scott Peterson. Holy shit. Y'all, it's probably the longest thing I've ever done, but it is so in depth. So in depth. Like, I'm on prosecution witness number 149.
Yeah.
But I tell you what's scorched about both sides.
Yeah.
And these documentaries on TV don't do dick.
Yeah.
And then this idiot, we wouldn't even be talking about him had they not fucked up his case.
Yeah.
On both sides. So,
yeah.
But stay tuned for that. We love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And we'll talk about Safe Haven more in on coming up episodes. I promise y'all that. So, but if you have a baby, don't drop it off the balcony and don't throw it in a garbage can. Somebody would love that baby. Okay. Until we're prepared to present you with more information, we'll talk to y'all later. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
We'll talk to you later. Peace.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.